Hello?
Hello?
This is Opinion Research calling with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask you for a donation. May I speak to Cynthia?
Speaking. What sort of survey?
Wait, are you? Huh?
What sort of survey?
It's about Fresno County. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the election for Board of Supervisors in Fresno.
Oh, you know, honestly, I haven't really researched any of that yet, so I can't really give you an educated opinion on it.
I understand, but at the same time, the survey can help you gather more information. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, as long as it doesn't take too long, because I've got dinner cooking on the stove.
Okay, no problem. I'll try and do this as quick as possible. You're a registered to vote in Fresno County?
I am.
Okay, great. So on March 5th this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50, or you think you're not going to vote?
I will probably vote. I actually got my notice about that in the mail.
Okay.
But like I said, I haven't researched any of the candidates or anything yet.
No, right. But there's...
But I plan to. So I will probably vote in the primary.
Gotcha. Well, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but they skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices as well, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Probably 50-50, or you're not going to vote for those?
I'd say probably. It really depends on if I research it. I don't vote unless I know what I'm voting for.
Right.
But if I don't have time to research it, then I will skip it. But I would say probably to that one.
Gotcha. All right. What year were you born, please?
1960.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race I haven't mentioned?
White.
White, okay. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think things in Fresno County are going in the right direction or the wrong track?
Generally, well, I'm worried about homelessness, and I'm worried about crime, theft in particular. I would say in the wrong direction. I'd like to see the laws improved, but not just here, but throughout the state. I'd like to see laws be more stricter on criminals. And I would like to see them do a little bit more to battle the homeless problem.
Excuse me. Okay. All right. Well, now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Yeah, you mentioned homelessness and crime and such. So I'm just going to read you the list, and you need to tell me the most important one for you, okay?
Okay.
We're starting with homelessness. Also have inflation and cost of living, housing affordability, parental rights and education, water policy, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, public safety and crime, jobs and wages.
Well, I would say public safety and crime would probably be of utmost concern to me.
Okay, gotcha. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I just want you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
I don't know who they are.
Right, no, I know, because you tell me you're not.
I can't really, like I said, I can't really judge somebody when I don't know anything about them.
Right. But don't worry. If you have no opinion of them or you haven't heard of them, just let me know.
Okay.
We're starting with Steve Brandow.
Don't know anything about him.
Okay. Paul Dictos.
No. You know, I only have heard these names on commercials on TV.
Uh-huh.
You know, not commercials, but, you know, promotions for them on TV. Otherwise, I haven't heard about them at all. So, like I said, I don't know and what their policies are, what they're in favor of or anything without researching
it. Gotcha.
Don't know Paul Dictos. Don't know Brando.
But you have heard of them, okay? Is that correct?
Only on TV. Only on TV when they do their, you know, they plug themselves on TV for,
okay.
I guess,
like
yeah.
an ad or something like that.
Yeah, like ads on TV. And other than that, I haven't really looked at them in depth.
Okay. No problem. Thanks for letting me know. We also have Donald Trump.
Not a fan of Donald Trump. And I will vote for anybody but Donald Trump, honestly.
Gotcha. Would you say...
I'm a Democrat. Yes. I'm a Democrat. I'm not really in favor of Biden again, but if I have to vote for Biden to take a vote away from Trump, I will.
Gotcha. So is that somewhat unfavorable for Donald Trump or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. We also have Gary Bredefeld.
Bredefeld. You know, I haven't even honestly watched the Republican debate, so I don't know who that is exactly.
Okay, no problem. Gavin Newsom's the next one.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I'm not really happy with some of the policies he's been putting forth and some of the things he's been ignoring. So I think I would probably be looking at other candidates.
Okay, so would you say somewhat unfavorable for him or very unfavorable?
Somewhat. Like I said, I have to research it more, but somewhat.
Okay. And last but not least, Joe Biden.
Well, to be honest, I think he's too old. I want some young blood in there. I voted for Biden last year, and I will vote for him again if he's the only one on the ticket.
Okay.
On the Democratic ticket. Like I said, I'm going to be voting primarily to try to keep Trump from becoming president again. And I'll vote however, whoever is available. Last year I voted for Biden, but he wasn't my first choice. My first choice dropped out of the race, so I wasn't able to vote for my first choice. So Biden was kind of the last remaining hopeful. So I voted for him, but he wasn't my first choice. He wouldn't probably be my first choice this time either.
I just want to make sure of something. Does that mean that your opinion of him is somewhat favorable, or is it very favorable?
Because
it sounds like you mostly approve of him.
I'm very favorable of Biden. I think he's done some really good things since he's been in office this last 4 years.
Okay.
Or 3 years, rather. Good. Yeah, say very. I've not been unhappy with what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brando, County Supervisor and Businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who is Businessman and Council Member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote for?
I really can't honestly say because I haven't researched. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they're about.
No problem. That's
so I honestly can't honestly answer that question without more research.
We're going to talk about him in the last couple of questions. But I have to ask this question for follow-up for quality purposes. So if the election were held today, you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean towards? Steve Brando, Dion Bordes.
I don't think I would vote for any of them because I don't know.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't vote for people just to vote. I have to know what they're about, and I won't cast a vote for somebody if I don't know what I'm voting for.
Right. It makes perfect sense. I just had to ask for follow-up.
Yeah, I would leave it empty. I would leave it empty. If I didn't have any information and I was told you have to vote for one of these now, I'd say just leave it empty. I don't know.
Right. No, I get you. Definitely. So how would you rate itself being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you say he's excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
No idea.
Okay. No
Don't
problem.
Know who he is.
How would you rate it? Right. How would you rate a job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't know him.
No problem.
I can't say.
No problem. We're almost done. Really appreciate your patience so far.
Oh, no problem.
Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, just tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. So a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
What are my other choices?
Right.
Oh,
much more likely to vote for this kind of candidate, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely to vote for someone like this?
Probably more likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. What about a candidate who is a Democrat? Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less.
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Hold the line. Somewhat likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
I'm sorry, the tax collection fee?
No, sorry, trash collection fee.
Oh. Trash collection fee,
yep.
Doubled it for Fresno County.
Exactly.
Probably not as likely. Nobody wants bigger bills.
Okay, so somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Less, all right.
You know, typically when I vote, I compare all of them. I try to research them all, and then I try to figure which one aligns most with my... what I consider valuables, you know,
right.
Values. So it's always a comparison thing for me when I vote. So, you know, going one by one like this is not the way I usually vote. But.
Right. I think most people do that. So it's
okay.
So what about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
I would say somewhat likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
I don't know. Biden's 80, isn't he? I think he's too old.
That's true.
I think Trump is too old.
Yes.
So, I would say somewhat unlikely. Or is that one of the options? Somewhat unlikely?
Right, somewhat
probably unlikely. Somewhat unlikely. It depends
right.
on who else is running against him, though. You know, I don't
yes.
just base my opinion of people just based yes. on their age solely.
Okay, I understand that. So, somewhat less. Now, a
somewhat less,
who will
yes.
bring, okay, candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
I think we need that, so I would say likely, very likely.
Very likely, okay. A
mm-hmm.
candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Somewhat likely. I don't really have a problem with that. They can put them in a restricted area and keep children out, right?
Gotcha.
Do they really stock pornographic stuff at the library?
I didn't.
I've never seen that myself.
I was missing out.
I don't remember ever seeing anything like that, but, you know, it really isn't an issue for me. I think
right.
that if they had pornographic stuff at the library, they would probably... have some sort of a warning label out there saying, you know, you might want to keep your children out of this area.
I understand that. Yeah. Well, now we're almost done. Don't worry about
okay.
that. I'm just gonna read you the statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. So this is going to help you gather more information, like I said, right? Still, you're going to do your research, I'm sure of that, but, you know, we're going
to
give
okay,
you...
Okay, but can I ask you to hold on for just a second? I've got to check something on my stove. For a second. Okay, thanks.
We don't want that rice burning.
Okay, we're good. I've got about another few minutes.
Okay, great. I'll try and do this as quick as possible. So
okay.
after each of these statements, tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. So we're starting with Paul Dictos. He currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Remember, your options are, after hearing this information, is there a good chance, a fair chance, small chance, or no chance you would vote for him?
I'd say there's a good chance. All of those things are important to me.
Okay. All right. We're moving on to Steve Brandow. He currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandow is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance you would vote for him?
I'd say a small chance.
Small chance, all right. Last but not least, Gary Bredefeld. Currently, he serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will also fight for honesty, transparency, and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance to vote for him?
Small chance.
Small chance as well, okay.
Small chance.
So, after hearing this information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Steve Brandow, who is county supervisor and businessman, Dion Bordes, Paul Dictos, who is CPA and county assessor recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who is businessman and council member, or Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Not sure. I'm confused. Who was the one that I said was most favorable in the last question? That's probably the one I would vote for.
The one you told
me. He's on that list, right? Was it Dictos?
Yeah, he's the one who you told me you had a good chance to vote for him.
Okay, then that would probably, he's on that list from the last question.
He is.
Him, that's right. The one I would probably pick.
Him. Oh, okay, give me 1 second. All right. So finally,
all of these questions are so general, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I know, sorry. I was just saying that these are the last couple questions and they are for statistical purposes only. Really appreciate your time so far. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what? At the beginning, you told me you were a Democrat, correct?
I am a Democrat. I'm registered as a Democrat.
Yes.
That doesn't mean I don't align with some of the Republican values. You know, I'm kind of, I vote Democrat because I'm sick of Trump, basically.
Understand.
That's why I'm registered Democrat, because I'm really sick of Trump. But if they come up with a better Republican, then I would consider changing my party to vote for the other person.
Okay, gotcha. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to say not a very strong Democrat, because like I said, I align with some of the Republican values as well.
I understand that. Okay, well, thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal. Liberal.
Very or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
Good question. I think it was, I got my GED later on in life. So that was like five years ago.
Okay. And
yeah, because I never finished high school. Then I went back to finish high school through a GED program.
But
I was already really old by that time.
Better late than never. So
yeah, that's what I thought.
Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
I own my home.
You own it. Okay. Well, I really appreciate your patience and time so far. The survey has been completed. I know you got to eat dinner, so hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Take care. You too.